The Silver Skate Festival is 8 days away, and Aaron joins me to talk about this year's event. Good morning, Tansey, Aaron.
Good morning to you, Shannon. Thanks for having me.
Back again for another year, February 9th to the 19th, but at a new location. So tell us about that.
Due to the revitalization project and rehabilitation that's happening to Horlack, we're moving to a new location, and we have chosen to showcase and celebrate Sir Wilfrid Laurier Park in the West End.
I love that park. It's so perfect there for this.
Absolutely. And guess what? They made a skating surface there, too.
Just for you guys?
Oh, well, we had conversations that when we make a skating surface, we make it for all Edmontonians to enjoy, no?
That's exactly right. Talk to us about some of the Indigenous programming for this year's festival.
We're really, really excited this year. We have Ben Calf Ropes Teepee coming to site. And also Métis Knowledge Keeper Tim Masaryk. He's going to be bringing his teepees on site and sharing his teepee pole carving knowledge. And then, you know, I'm really excited that we've got Josh Languedoc as our Indigenous coordinator, and he's bringing in our memory keepers and our elders, but he's also encouraging, collaborating with our youth so that we can continue to share all of our Indigenous stories.
He's so wonderful, too. Was he with you last year, too?
100%.
Yeah.
And he's also written a story based on Elder Whiskey Jack's teachings that we'll be showcasing in the folk trail called The Generator.
Every day, there's a little something different, and there's something for absolutely everyone in the family to do. I noticed family zones in the schedule, too.
Absolutely. We got our snow zone. We got the fun zone for the kids. You know, there's some rec activities. You can try disc golf. You can try broom ball, jam, shoot to score hockey. We're going to build our snow farm so the kids can play with the snow blocks. We got a variety of different activities. The City Outdoor Adventures is going to have shelter building and hot chocolate sometimes. And the ice bikes are also down there, free to try.
Those are a ton of fun. And you can't have a festival without food, too. Tell me about the food.
We've got some food trucks in, and we're really happy to have the Sugar Shack. But our food menu has shrunk this year as we navigate the new site.
It may have shrunk, but I noticed the donuts on the website, and I'm telling you, I don't care how small or big they are, they look good.
Well, let me tell you, Shannon, Janie's a trooper, and when I went to her 18 years ago, when we talked to her 18 years ago about coming out in winter, she jumped in with both feet, and I think she had the first winterized food truck in Edmonton, and I adore her for embracing being one of the first to embrace it. And you know what? Let's give a plug to ETS and the free shuttle service. Parking is limited, and there are opportunities for park and rides from the John Jansen Center out to the Festival at Laurier.
Every year, it is so much fun to do. Silverskate.ca has got the details. They've got the schedule. The link's on our website, ravenradio.ca. And as always, I know you're so busy, Aaron, but as always, thank you so much for taking time this morning.
Absolutely, 100%. You have a great day.